You're listening to the audio production of Relative Justice by Robert Whitlow, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Matt Godfrey. To those who are willing to look beneath the surface in the search for truth, your perseverance will be rewarded. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2, NIV. Prologue. Emerson Chappell, Ph.D., removed his glasses and rubbed his eyes. He'd been grading papers for the chemistry class he was teaching as an adjunct professor at a local community college. Emerson didn't like teaching. Research was his passion. But money was tight, especially now that his wife had moved out and taken her significant income as a real estate broker with her. Emerson had put off getting a haircut, and his thinning brown hair was careening off in rebellious directions. His thin legs poked out of the shorts he'd been wearing all week, and his new polo shirt was stained with spaghetti sauce. Well-worn brown sandals sat beside the door. The cell phone resting against the stack of papers on his desk vibrated. When the number popped into view, Emerson's heart started pounding. The phone calls were more frequent, and the voicemails, which began 7 days ago, had become threatening. It was mid-August in Durham, North Carolina, and even though the air conditioner for his home office was set at 68, Emerson broke into a sweat. "Hello?" he said tentatively. "Where have you been?" the voice demanded. "You were supposed to meet me 2 days ago in the parking lot for the Kingfisher. I waited over an hour for you to show up." The Kingfisher was a bar on East Chapel Hill Street. Emerson and the bookie often rendezvoused there, but never went inside. The caller was a burly young man in his mid-30s with dark hair. Emerson knew him as Nick, but he never was sure that was his real name. "I didn't have the money." "That's not an answer," Nick replied. I know, but there's a problem with the loan. My wife moved out and hired a lawyer who's filed papers in court that froze our home equity line. I'm financially hurting right now." The phone was silent for a moment. Emerson checked to make sure they were still connected. "There are other ways to hurt," Nick said. Emerson swallowed. "There's no need to..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?